You are listening to the Therapy Podcast with your host, Shloimeh Balzum.
Hello and welcome back to another episode of the Therapy Podcast. This is part of our Q&A series where I take a listener's question, break it down through the lens of therapy, psychology, and real life. Today's question is one I think every single person listening has wrestled with at some point. Why do I keep procrastinating, even on things I actually want to do? So we're going to unpack what procrastination really is. And spoiler alert, it's not about laziness. We'll talk about what's happening in your brain when you avoid tasks, why willpower doesn't fix it, and what actually helps to help you get unstuck. So here's the question. I procrastinate constantly, even when I want to do something like start a new project or even clean up my room. I find myself doom scrolling or doing something else. I feel so guilty afterwards, but I can't seem to stop. Why do I do this? And how can I finally get out of this cycle? So let's start by reframing. Procrastination is not a time management problem. It's an emotion regulation problem. When we put something off, it's usually because the task brings up some form of discomfort. Boredom, anxiety, perfectionism, fear of failure, or even a fear of success. And every one of us can dig into our past and see which one of those resonates with us. What is our discomfort which we avoid? Our brains aren't avoiding the task. They're avoiding how the task makes us feel. That's why you can procrastinate on something you love. Right? It's not about the motivation, it's about that emotional friction. Our brains crave immediate rewards. So when we face a task with a delayed payoff, like writing a paper or cleaning, the brain's reward center quiets down. Studies from the University of Calgary show that people who procrastinate tend to have lower activation in the prefrontal cortex, the part that plans and prioritizes. And they have higher activation in the limbic system, which seeks comfort. Once you avoid the task, you get this tiny dopamine hit from relief. It's like a high. I don't have to do it right now. So that actually feels good. When I do have to do it now, there's a pressure, there's some discomfort. Knowing that I don't have to do it now kind of feels good. Problem is that reinforces the cycle. The longer you delay, the more the anxiety builds, and the harder it becomes to start. Researchers like Dr. Fuchsia Sourios at the University of Sheffield have found strong connections between perfectionism and procrastination. But when we set impossibly high standards, then inevitably tasks are going to feel heavier. We think, well, if I can't do it perfectly, then why start at all? Here's something really helpful. Studies by Sourios and Cycle show that people who practice self-compassion procrastinate less over time. It's the shame that fuels avoidance. Kindness builds momentum. Crystal Neff is the spearheader, the charter of self-compassion. Look her up. She has an amazing TED Talk and a whole website with self-compassion meditations and amazing research and tools to help with self-compassion. Go check that out. Now, here are some of the common emotional triggers. First of all, we've all been familiar with this. It's the fear of failure, right? If I don't start, then I can't fail. So a nice fail safe is to not start. We could be overwhelmed. If there's too many steps, it could be paralyzing. It could be boredom. If the brain is understimulated, it could be resentment, feeling forced or controlled. So that'll spark resistance. It could just be fatigue. The brain mistakes as instead of realizing that there's I'm just tired, I'm exhausted, it'll think that there's a lack of willpower. So do yourself a favor. Take a second and just think, like, when you procrastinate, what emotion do you feel right before you avoid the task? And that's what's gonna clue you in as to what's triggering you emotionally and preventing you from doing what you actually want to do. And now,
if you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Oh, let's get to actually, how do we break the cycle? I have 7 tools that might help with breaking this procrastination cycle. Number 1, the 2-minute rule. Commit to starting for just 2 minutes. Often the hardest part is crossing that start line. Once you begin, the momentum takes over. I live in a society where it is accepted and typical to study for 3 hours straight. Now, when you join that group, that schedule, it can be incredibly overwhelming considering you haven't had like an hour and a half long class without a break until that point. And just the idea of sitting for the next 3 hours can be overwhelming. One of the best bits of advice that I've ever received, and it's incredibly effective, is buy in for the first 15 minutes. First 15 minutes, total dedication, no distractions. 15 minutes is doable. Anybody, you know, can take on a 15-minute task without being crushed by the concept. 15 minutes, you know, that's just like we waste 15 minutes all the time. Once that momentum is happening, and start with 2 minutes, 15 minutes is too much, you start building a rhythm. It could be 2 minutes isn't enough for you. It could be 15 minutes is too much for you. Find what your number is where you feel like, okay, now I'm into it. And then let that take over for the rest of your task. Number 2, break it smaller than you think necessary. Don't write the paper, open the document and write one sentence. Don't clean the house, just clean one corner. Small actions lower resistance. Number 3, use temptation bundling. Pair something you want to do with something you're avoiding. So like listening to a podcast while you're doing the dishes. Listen to music while you're doing your chores. Number 4, create friction for distractions. First, identify what your distractions are. For a tremendous amount of people, it's our phones. So put your phone in another room, block tempting sites, or work in a different space. Make avoidance harder and action easier. Christopher Nolan famously has no internet on the computer where he writes the scripts for his movies. Just building that friction for distraction. If he's going to get distracted, it's going to be really hard for that distraction to access him. Put up those barriers before you actually get into the fight with your distractions. Number 5, reward progress, not perfection. Treat the completion as a bonus. The reward that you're giving yourself is for starting. Number 6, talk to yourself with compassion. Replace those negative thoughts with, like, I'm so lazy, with something far more positive, like, I'm feeling anxious about starting, and that's okay. That's that self-compassion, that acceptance. When you take away the shame, your energy comes back online. Number 7, use body doubling. Work beside a friend, parallel play, a coworker, or even someone online. Accountability changes your brain chemistry and it increases the follow-through. So to recap, procrastination is not about being weak. It's about being human. Your brain is wired to protect you from discomfort, not to maximize productivity. When you shift from self-blame to self-understanding, you create that space to act. Ask yourself, what feeling am I avoiding right now? Once you name that feeling, it loses all power. You are now in control. You are no longer being controlled. That's the power of a name. So think of procrastination like standing in front of a freezing cold ice bath. The water looks awful, but the second you jump in, your body adjusts and you realize that it wasn't that bad. Action is what warms the water. It's standing on the ladder. That's the real torture. So if you're stuck in a procrastination loop, start small. Show yourself compassion. Remember that your worth isn't measured by your productivity. If you want more tools like this, you can check out my book, The Therapy Toolbox, available on Amazon. It's full of ways to understand resistance, build motivation, work with your mind instead of against it. This is The Therapy Podcast Q&A series. Thank you for listening. I'll see you next time.